Diablo behaved himself for the short drive to Lisbon, Maryland, not Portugal, and unloaded from the trailer as if he were the very model of a well-behaved equine. That's about where the well-behaved equine behavior ended. Diablo was not happy about the Santa suit I needed to wear. He especially took exception to the hat, snorting at it and at one point trying to bite the fluffy white ball off the end. He was less than enthusiastic about the poinsettias and holly I braided into his mane and swished his tail anxiously at the huge red bow I'd affixed at the top. Climbing into the saddle, I could tell by the way he danced around, whites of his eyes showing and nostrils flaring, that this was going to be more like Santa at the rodeo than a Christmas parade. "You're bringing up the rear so you can toss out the candy," a parade official told me. Then he handed me a giant black bag and got the heck out of the way. Good thing, because a giant black bag full of candy was clearly the most terrifying thing Diablo had ever encountered in his life. He reared and spun, then backed up faster than a Ferrari at the track, not stopping until we were practically out of the parking area. I loudly cursed at him the whole way, drawing alarmed stares from other participants. I'm sure the parade officials were regretting extending this invitation. Finally, I managed to get Diablo under enough control to position him at the back of the parade. Once there, he forgot about his accessories and the bag and focused on a sudden hatred he'd developed for the poor quarter horse gelding in front of us. The parade route was an out and back, with us basically following a traffic pattern where the folks on the right-hand side of the road would see us heading out and those on the left would see us heading back. That meant Diablo got to not only stare at the ass of his new worst enemy, but he got to see the front line of the parade coming toward him as they returned to the parking area. This is when I discovered that Diablo apparently didn't just hate mild-mannered buckskin quarter horses. He disliked draft horses pulling wagons, minis, mules, donkeys, and anyone dressed as an elf. I didn't exactly blame him about the elf thing. The first half of the parade, Diablo alternated between trying to race up and bite the gelding and freaking out over oncoming animals, wagons, and costumes. Every now and then, he'd catch a glimpse of his tail ribbon out of the corner of his eye and suddenly remember his decorations, starting to the side and snorting as if he expected the bow to sprout fangs and bite his ass. I somehow managed to stay on him, digging into the black bag and pelting children along the parade route with candy. Occasionally, I'd let out a ho-ho-fucking-whoa, you damn asshole horse, ho! As we approached the halfway point where the majority of the people had congregated, I saw Nyala, a baby Lux cuddled in her arms. She waved, and Lux took a brief second from rubbing himself against her boobs to wave and shout his approval. Diablo snorted, and I realized the stupid fucking horse was now having an issue with the giant banner stretched over top the road. The announcer said something over the loudspeaker about the group in front of us, and Diablo halted, locking his legs. I nearly went over his head, my bag of candy crashing against his neck. The horse was so unnerved by the banner and the announcer that he was momentarily unbothered by the previously terrifying bag of candy. "Come on, move," I urged him forward with a kick. "We're almost done. Halfway there. Past that banner and it's back to the trailer we go. Move, you asshole. I've even let you eat the rest of the candy in the bag if you just fucking move." The horse trembled, taking one small step forward, then halting. "And up next, one of our very own angels from the ruling council as Santa," the announcer boomed. "Let's see some wings, Santa. Show us your wings." I'll be fucking damned if I was going to manifest my wings, ripping them through my Santa suit just because some asshole with a mic told me to. Instead, I gritted my teeth and urged Diablo forward, one cautious step at a time. "Wings! Wings! Wings!" the crowd chanted. I looked over at Nyala and Lux and saw they were chanting as well. Fuck it. It's not like this whole thing could get any worse, could it? I manifested my huge black wings, hearing the fabric of the suit tear. Diablo danced to the side, but seemed less concerned about the wings than the banner that had begun to gently sway in the chill December breeze.